Northern Light by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Ant Richards. The city was locked in a kind of permanent twilight. George could not get used to the sun hanging dimly halfway down the sky, its residual brightness hidden behind the clouds. This after it had risen at 9:30, with sunset due around 4. He had been on the island a month, studying the lichen and moss which grew in profusion there for the pharmaceutical company that employed him. It wasn't an exaggeration to say that he disliked almost everything about the island. He hated the cold, damp climate and the expensive food. He couldn't make anything of the language. Even the ground was unstable, with the ever-present threat of volcanic activity, and steam vents or boreholes bursting through the earth's crust nearly everywhere you looked. He was staying in the city, which was the only place of any size. Even here, there was an air of impermanence. Many of the buildings were of painted corrugated iron, as if they had been thrown up in a hurry and could be flattened with very little trouble. George spent most of his evenings in the sky bar on the top floor of his high-rise hotel, which overlooked the harbour. Here he could...